With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump winning Missouri's Republican caucuses today and capturing all 39 remaining delegates in Michigan at that party's convention. Former president now waiting for results later in the day of the Idaho caucuses. Powerful blizzard dumping very heavy snow in the high peaks of the Sierra Nevada, leaving tens of thousands of people without power in parts of California and Nevada. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says residents could see 12 feet of snow by tomorrow.
Big concerns in terms of long-lasting widespread power outages potentially from the winds alone, and also concerns of roof collapse with that much snow, that much weight of the snow, and with it continuously for that long a period of time with all those winds, there's not much of a way to clear it through the event. So certainly life-threatening concerns there.
Massive fire in Texas.
Officials estimated this week's fires killed thousands of cattle, and for some ranches, the impact could be severe, though the effect on consumer beef prices is expected to be minimal. At the X Cross X Ranch near Skellytown, northeast of Amarillo, workers on Friday used a bulldozer to move dozens of cattle corpses. Each is worth up to $3,000. And ranchers face other losses, such as burned-out barns, feed supplies, fences, and vast stretches of scorched grass surviving cattle need to eat. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Retired Admiral James Savridi says it would be a good idea for the military to forge new ties in the areas of private sector.
And look at what's happening in the space industry. That's an example of where, quote, smaller firms are really making a difference, both in production of satellites and space systems, but in the case of Elon Musk and his company actually launching these things.
And this is SRN News. China has blocked one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattana says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since October 7th attack on Israel has reached levels not seen since the Second World War. In 2023, 120 incidents were recorded in Denmark. Chiefly, for the most part, officials say they were online. This is SRN News. In Des Moines, an arts organization now preparing to demolish a 30-year-old artwork in a historic city park. It has outraged a number of arts advocates.
The New York artist who created the work says she can't believe the demolition will actually take place. But the Des Moines Arts Center says it has no choice. The organization says the largely wood structure needs repairs, costing $2.6 million, and future maintenance would cost millions more. Art Center Director Kelly Baum says there's no way to raise enough money to pay for the work, so the demolition will begin this spring. Rich Thomason reporting.
Negotiators in a World Trade Organization meeting in the United Arab Emirates ending their summit after failing to reach agreements on several major initiatives. The bloc struggled to reach consensus on fishing, agriculture, and more. More details at srnnews.com.